This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What does it mean when it says that about the deceitfulness of sin? That when we encourage people, we actually help people deal with the deceitfulness of sin. Sin always promises life, but listen to what it delivers, death. Would you listen to that again? Sin always promises life, but it always delivers death. I had a piece of writing from probably the early 1900s that I said, I'm not going to read that because people don't talk that way, but I'm going to paraphrase it. This author was talking about this verse, and he said, what if you could get to somebody at the beginning of a downhill slide in their life? What if you could get to the guy who's starting to slip into gambling, for instance, and gambling's going to take over his life or take over her life? And you could project a picture on a screen for 20 years out and say, this is what gambling is going to do with you, your addiction to gambling. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose a car. You're going to lose your family. You're going to lose relationships. You're going to lose your career, all because of this. And you need to see the projection of the deceitfulness of sin. And then he said, what if you could get to a young man or young woman who's just beginning the downhill slide with substance abuse, with alcohol and drugs, and say, now we're going to show you a 20-year video in the future, and here's what's going to happen in your relationships, in your marriage or marriages. Because of your addiction, this is what's going to happen. And I thought it was a point well taken. Part of encouragement is trying to catch people on the beginning of a downhill slide. You know why you need to do that? Because maybe somebody did that with you. You were on the beginning of a downhill slide, and somebody came at the right moment in the right time in history, and they said a word of encouragement to you to keep on keeping on, not to throw in the towel, not to give up, but to keep on being an encouragement. Harold Conrad was a boxing writer, meaning he wrote about the sport of boxing. He told of visiting two prisons with former heavyweight fighter Muhammad Ali. One of the prisons was a women's prison, wrote Conrad. All the inmates lined up, and they were oohing and aahing as Muhammad Ali walked by. And Harold Conrad said there were some very attractive prisoners, but Muhammad Ali kissed only the homely ones. That's interesting. He only kissed the homely ones. After they left the prison, Harold Conrad asked Muhammad Ali, why did you do that? If you were going to kiss women at all at the prison, why did you just kiss the homely ones? And here's his response. Because no one ever kisses them. No one ever kisses them. Reubel Shelley, a minister I know in Nashville, Tennessee, commenting on this story, says this. Maybe you think his statement is just another evidence of his ego. Well, maybe that's the right explanation. In my opinion, Reubel Shelley says it's more than that. It's an acknowledgement by one human being of the need that all of us feel for positive strokes. Pretty girls do get kissed. Straight A students get compliments. Good athletes hear the applause and cheers. Successful people get the perks. High achievers get citations. Average people don't hear many cheers, but they know what it's like to be chewed out. They often don't think they're very important. Folks with average skills doing average jobs just tend to blend in with the woodwork. Everyone needs affirmation of his or her worth as a human being, a person in God's image and loved by him. Performance aside, people need to be noticed. They need pats on the backs, smiles, and hugs. It's how we tell one another, hey, you're not alone. When you see someone looking confused or hurt at work, make a connection. Is everything all right? Is there anything I can do to help you? To be an encourager, I want to suggest to you, is the greatest act of friendship there is. Well, Happy New Year, my friend, and we'd like to remind you of our website, crosshope.org, to find out more about the ministry that we call Cross Hope Radio. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.